Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm El Preso, the Phoenix Sun, and I'm in the cave with my man, PLR.
Everyone, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. You know, that's our weekend music. We take it back a little bit and we get hyped for Friday's show because it is our weekend leap in music. Like I said, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR, and we are brought to you as usual by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School and Chandler Heights in Chandler, Arizona. Let them know that PLR sent you and they will take 10% off of any cigar you purchase. Busy, busy, busy show today. Carrie Lackey Lawline, of course, she's always too busy to be in studio. The one, the only host of gameplay, Mia Chambers. Mia, what's happening?
What's happening, Paul? I am always busy, busy, busy on the road, but I'm here today. Here today.
Where to? Barbados? London?
Shut
Russia?
Where
you know, you might want to be kind when we have a special guest joining us today, the one and only Rich Science from Fox 10, Arizona. What's up, buddy?
How's it going, man?
You know how it goes. I got to deal with female folk on the show today for a little while, so you understand.
Hey, I was listening to that music. Was that like Paula Abdul? Who was that? What music was that you were starting on?
That was Exposé. Come go with me.
That is so, man, that took me back, brother.
Yeah, that's how we do it on Friday. Friday is get ready for the weekend day, so we throw back that old Exposé and get going, you know? not the slow Exposé.
Yeah.
Not the slow stuff. We got to get ready. We got to get loose. It's Friday.
That's funny.
Hey, Richard, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure. My pleasure.
On Fridays, your timing is perfect. On Friday, we usually kick off with our quick football picks for the week. You want to throw yours in with us?
I'm not scared.
All right. Well, let's.
I like it.
Let's get this going. Just so you know, Chambers is wrong a lot. Because she will always pick the Patriots.
She will always what?
Always pick the Patriots. No
Which
matter
means
what.
I'm right a lot. You see what he's trying to do there, right? You see, he's not. He wants to give me props, but he can't give me props. So, so this is what we do.
It's like an indirect. All right,
let's
prop,
get this.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a sideways one. It's a sideways one, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay. All right, let's get this going. Miami's at Atlanta. Rich, since you're the guest, you go first.
Me? Let me go first? Okay, well,
please.
This is one of my locks of the week. Atlanta's coming off a bye. They got extra time to prepare. Miami just, was in London 2 weeks ago. Now they're playing, in Atlanta. So I think Atlanta rolls easily.
There you go. Ladies?
Yep, I'm on the same page as him. This is a no-brainer, though. I have no faith in Miami this year. Have they even won a game? The game they did win. You can't even count that. So have they won any games? No, I don't think they won. No,
they won
like
two.
Won one
they're
game,
like...
right?
They're two and three or three and two.
This is how bad they are. I'm taking Atlanta, okay? I'm taking Atlanta. And Miami has no chance of winning this game unless Matt Ryan goes out in the first quarter.
Even then,
you guys,
Jay Cutler's playing for Miami.
Right, you're right. Even then, they still might not have a chance.
I was
going to
say the same thing.
The only way.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You guys gave a lot of analysis. I was just going to say Jay Cutler is still the starting QB, so I'll take Atlanta.
Exactly.
Green Bay
exactly.
goes to Minnesota. And Chambers, I'll let you go first this time. Okay, there you go.
I'm taking Green Bay. I'm taking Green Bay all the way. I can still have quarterback problems.
Both.
They're not beating Green Bay.
Exactly.
You know what that happens? Yes. Go ahead, Rich. I'm sorry.
I said Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay.
okay, so Case Keenum has played well, but Diggs is hurt, so I'm going to go with Green Bay. You don't have someone to throw to, doesn't matter who's playing. Detroit goes to New Orleans.
Detroit.
Yeah, even though New Orleans is good at home, Detroit's legit, and they've got a good team. I saw them live and in person when the Cardinals went over there, and they got a good stable of receivers too. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Detroit.
I'm with both of you. I'm going with Detroit as well. Okay, Rich, prepare for this one because here comes the smiles, and you'll see it all over the face through the phone. New England goes to play the Jets. The J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, it's Jets.
I tell you, man, the Jets are on the up and up. You know, Todd Bowles is doing a good job out there. They're playing some good defense. But you can't go against the Patriots. They've only the Jets.
You
didn't
hear that
butt?
Wait, did you hear that butt?
I'm going with the Patriots. They've owned the Jets for I don't know how long. I think on the bottom, if you read the fine print on the Jets logo on the very bottom, it says property of Tom Brady. He's holding it.
do I even have to ask you?
No, you don't.
Okay. This is my upset of the week. I'm going with the Jets.
Good luck with that.
San Francisco goes.
You're starting the weekend early, I see.
I started with that music. this is my out of spite pick, so I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, fair enough.
San Francisco goes to Washington. I don't even know if I could complete that one.
Okay, we should in Washington.
Washington.
Yeah, Washington trifecta. Mitchell Trubisky and one of the founding teams of the NFL, Chicago Bears, go to Baltimore. Like that introduction?
I'm going to have to take Baltimore at home. Sorry. Chicago finds a way to lose every single time. I can't trust them. I want to pick them, and they find a way to lose.
That's enough of your analysis. We have a guest list.
Okay.
Well, she's right. I mean, the Bears have been finding ways to lose, but they finally got a quarterback. I think Trubisky's going to be the real deal, but I still think there's some growing pains. I'm going to go Ravens, too. Especially at home.
I'm going with Baltimore, too. I'm not crazy. Cleveland and Houston.
Houston. Even with the defensive problems, they're still gonna win that one easily.
Yeah, it's the Browns, man. You know, and this is another one of my locks of the week. This is a sure thing. Put the mortgage on it, man. Houston all the way. Especially when they gave the Chiefs a good run for their money.
They did. I will never bet on a team that's on quarterback number 28. Let's go with Houston. And what I think will be the game of the week, Los Angeles goes to Jacksonville.
This is going to be a really good game. You know, I think the Rams really might win this game, but I don't know if I could bet against Jacksonville at home.
Yeah, you know, this is a good game. The Rams are, they're no longer the Lambs. They're the Rams now. They've got a good defense. They've got a quarterback now. I'm gonna go upset here. I'm gonna take the Rams on the road.
Nice.
I'm going with Jacksonville. So I'm going with Jacksonville. I love their defense. Calais Campbell is playing his butt off. So I'm going with our old school home guy, and I'm taking Jacksonville. Pittsburgh, Kansas City.
Kansas City.
This is my upset special. Pittsburgh's mad. Ben Roethlisberger had the worst game of his career last week. This is a trap game for the Chiefs. They're not going to go undefeated, you know, so they're going to lose at least one this year, and I think this is the one that they lose. I think Pittsburgh's, you know, looking to prove something after losing to Jacksonville last weekend. I think Big Ben has a big game, and the Steelers pull this one out.
I'm with you. I'm going with Pittsburgh as well. In a game that is so ironic, the Los Angeles Chargers are playing the Oakland Raiders, and it looks like they may not be able to get this game in the Oakland area because of the wildfire, so they may end up playing it in San Diego. How great would that be for optics? I'm going with the Chargers in this game.
I'm actually picking the Chargers as well.
Yeah, that the Chargers are one team I can't figure out. When I pick them to win, they lose. When I pick them to lose, they win. So I'm going to pick the Raiders.
That must mean that they're going to win.
I know. Put a little asterisk next to this, but keep an eye on it.
I just think they're going to win because they're going to play in San Diego more than likely. I just think that would be hilarious. You know, their first home win is in their old home that they ran away from.
That would be hilarious.
In Ben McAdoo's farewell game, the Giants go to Denver.
McAdoo's farewell game. Obviously, we're picking Denver. Ain't no freaking way on God's green earth that we're picking the Giants in Denver.
Yeah, if the Giants can't beat the Chargers at home, how are they going to beat the Broncos in Denver? You're right. I'm taking Denver.
There's no way.
The Giants are so bad, they called me to play wide receiver, and I can do a 40 in about 12 seconds. So I have no faith in them at this point. Monday night game, see who can stay awake for this one. Indianapolis goes to Tennessee.
You know, I actually really think that this is going to be a good game, contrary to popular belief. The playing field is very even. Mariota's not 100%. Jacoby Brissett has, you know, been playing better than expected, especially in the absence of Andrew Luck. I actually think this is going to be a better game than you're making it out to be. If Mariota plays, I'm taking the Titans, you know, there. But don't count the Colts out.
Yeah, you know, Brissett's a real deal. He's on the up and up. I was fortunate enough to watch him live, too, when the Cardinals played in Indy. And he seems so cool and calm in the pocket. He doesn't really get rattled. But, you know, on the road, Tennessee is a good team. I'm going to take the home team on this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going with Tennessee in this game. I don't care who's playing quarterback. It'd be Mickey Mouse. I'm going with Tennessee's running game, so. And then the most important game here, Tampa Bay, comes to Arizona. Rich, after you.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough one because, you know, Tampa Bay coming off extra days to prepare for this game. The Cardinals are desperate. It's gut check time for the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm hoping you guys take Tampa, and I get one on you guys because I'm going to take the Arizona Cardinals with AP. Adrian Peterson is back.
Yes, he is.
Well,
go ahead,
fat
Tim.
Chance because, yeah, fat chance. I'm definitely taking Arizona. I had Tampa Bay this week, but with them getting AP and them, no, you're okay. And them going back to their original offense, which is, based behind the running game. I feel like AP gives them that push. I feel like Arizona has a huge game, and this, you know, sets the tone. I feel like Arizona's going to take this one.
Okay, so I'm going to ask both of you, what were you drinking? There's no blocking on the left side of the Cardinals' offensive line at all. And Tampa is still upset over their last loss, which was really close to being a win if their field goal kicker could actually kick the ball through the uprights, considering they only have two things to do, kick field goals and kick off, and he couldn't do either. I'm going with Tampa on this one. So that's it. Those are the picks. Chambers, I know you're probably headed to, like, Warsaw or Italy or somewhere, so I know you got a jet. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thanks, you guys. It was good to be on. I'm not going to Russia, so relax. Maybe Barbados, but not Russia, okay?
Well, if you're going to Italy, I'm coming with you.
So I know, right? I know. Well, we'll see how we do. I'm going to be watching those picks, Paul, so I'll hit you up. It was nice talking to you guys.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, later.
And that was me and Chambers, host of gameplay on the Kerry Lackey Law Line. All right, boss, so I got a couple questions for you. And I want to start with the D-backs. I know it's been a couple days, but with you on, I just want to ask a question about Greinke pitching the other day and give you kind of my take on it and get yours as well. I know he looked rocky. I know he gave up a lot of hits. He threw a lot of pitches through the first couple innings. But when a guy only gives up three runs and they're solo shots, something in me tells me the offense has to pick him up. And he really didn't pitch as bad as everyone says he did, because if you're struggling and all you give up technically are three solo shots, you're still keeping your team in the game.
Yeah, and he threw 110 pitches. You know, he's won 17 games. I think Greinke gets a really bad rep, and I think, you know, everybody says, oh, they need to get rid of him because of the money and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? When he does leave, you're going to miss him. I mean, he's the ace of the rotation. I don't know how many times during the regular season they looked like they were going to go on a losing streak, and then, oh, wait, Greinke's pitching, and then he'll right the ship. And that's what, you know, the ace is supposed to do. And I think he did a great job. You know, he won the wild card game. You know, he didn't pitch as well as everybody wanted him to or as well as he wanted to, but when he left, they were still winning. He had six runs. You know, he didn't give up six runs early like the opposing pitcher. I bet you the Rockies would have loved to have had Zach Greinke instead of Gray on the mound. So, you know, I think he's still a good a player and pitched a really good game in that last game. But the Dodgers are the number one team in baseball for a reason. They're good.
Exactly. Exactly. And you held them to three runs. And yeah. Our offense wasn't really doing anything. I mean, they were pitching against who would be an ace on every other staff probably in the majors except for the Dodgers. So I thought he took too much heat. I thought the money, everyone threw up the money. And I say this about players. I say this about coaches. I heard a lot about Todd Graham. I always say, if you want a guy out and you're going to fire a guy, tell me who you're going to bring in. Because if you're going to not bring in anyone as good, then keep what you have.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I think, you know, part of it is they want to keep J.D. Martinez. In order to keep J.D. Martinez, you got to free up some money. So that's where Greinke comes into play. If you do get rid of Greinke, maybe you move Archie as a starter again, you know, and then, you know, have the Scherfy kid be the middle reliever. So, you know, there's some options there. And the interesting thing is, you know, on the last day when they were cleaning out the lockers, Mike Hazen and Tony Lovello were, you know, at the podium and, you know, the question was asked, what are you going to do about J.D. Martinez and stuff? And it wasn't the response I was expecting from Mike Hazen, where he was like, it wasn't like, yes, he's priority number one, we got to keep him. It was kind of like, well, we're going to evaluate everything and then see what we need to do or what we need to address. So it was interesting to see, you know, that response, and we'll have to wait and see what that really means.
One thing real quick, lastly on baseball, the one thing I wish we would do as a Diamondbacks and Diamondback fan, Diamondback reporter, whatever, sometimes I think in baseball we still operate like we're a smaller market when we're technically not. We're the fifth, sixth largest city in this country. We're not small market. And if you think the Dodgers would pass on adding extra salary to try to win again, or the Yankees or the Cubs or those teams, We're kind of nuts. We have to at some point when you got everyone locked in. I think when you're this close, you got to go for it. And so if you have to eat something for one more year to go for it, I think you almost have to. And I don't want us to revert back to kind of, I don't want to say saving money, but getting close and then saying, well, we got to watch our budget. Like let's go for it. And it's not my money to spend, so it's easy for me to say, but let's go for it. Let's see what happens. Let's run it back one more time. And I think sometimes we have to think like that.
Yeah, well, that's what Jerry Colangelo did when he had, you know, Randy Johnson. He went and got Curt Schilling and said, you know what, let's go for it. You know, I know this is going to be expensive and we have to end up paying for it eventually, but it's going to be worth it when we win it all, and that's what happened.
Yep. Like I said, if you're in the movie Ray, my man said, if you think pennies, you'll make pennies. If you think dollars, you'll make dollars. And I think we're in a position. We got a good lineup, a lot of protection around Goldie. Let's go for it. Let's go for it next year. On the Kerry Lackey Law line with us, the one only Rich Sines from Fox 10. Want to dip into the Suns just a little bit. I'm hearing some crazy expectations on either end. I'm hearing people say they're going to win 18 games. I'm hearing people saying they're going to challenge for the playoffs. I firmly believe they're going to be somewhere right in the middle between that 28-35 win mark. The West is ridiculously deep. Is that enough, do you think, for Earl to come back one more year?
I'll take it over on 18 wins, I'll tell you that right now. And, yeah, I think it wouldn't be a good move to get rid of Earl after this year, no matter what happens, because all these guys are young. You know, You got to let them grow with the coach. So I don't think that's even an option of, Earl's on the hot seat or anything like that. I think they know they're still a couple years away, and they just got to let these guys, grow as players, as teammates, as professionals. And the same for Earl. I think he's a good coach for this particular team because they're young, and they got some sprinkled in some veterans and guys like, Tyson Chandler, who just said he wanted to stay at the end of last season because he sees the potential that this team has, and he's been on the championship team before, so he knows what a good team looks like. So I just think they need to stay put, stay the course, take their lumps now, and then, get better with each year and then be able to make a run in the next couple years.
I agree with you 100%. Everyone has said that to me, I'm like, are you nuts? A veteran coach, Thibodeau, as we saw a couple years ago, this isn't the type of job for him or Doc Rivers. You want a young coach that grows with the players, that the players trust, and obviously the players trust him, and they play hard for him, and I think no matter what. But I think they're right around that 32-win mark this year. That's kind of where I would go for it. The like I said, the West is ridiculously stacked. Obviously, there's the varsity team and Golden State, and then everyone else is trying to move up to varsity, but the Suns are going to be kind of packed in there in the middle, and just coming out the gate, their schedule is tough. So if they could just get an early win, I think their confidence will get boosted. I'm anxious to see if Devin Booker how he's improved on defense, but we know offensively that kid is just super special.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to watch. The wins may not be there right away, but you're going to have those fun games where a guy like Devin Booker goes off or Josh Jackson ends up having a good game. I'm really excited to see him play. And I also think Dragan Bender is going to have a breakout year. He looked a lot more confident when I went up to Vegas and watched him in the summer league. And they're having him bring the ball up the court and be like a big point guard. And can you imagine a 7-foot guy backing you down and being able to look over the entire defense and just be able to whip the ball around? So they were kind of tinkering with that, and that's going to be interesting to see how these guys are still young. You got to remember, they can't, they can barely rent a car. They're still young.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens as they get older.
Well, they definitely can't buy an alcoholic beverage. I mean, you have five guys on a team that can't even drink.
When you guys have a party, what do? You guys go to Chuck E. Cheese or Dave and Buster's? Well, how do you guys do it?
we all know Madden and NBA 2K is all in their houses and apartments, so they're playing that nonstop. two more, and I'll let you get out of here. Just on the NBA All-Star Game, I know that's been a lot of people have been talking about it. They want to see competitive games. They want to see, them playing defense. So they have this new, I call it the playground pick'em rule. I think it'll be entertaining. I'm actually more interested to see who's picked last than to actually watch the game itself, even though obviously I'm going to watch the game. I don't think this is going to help these guys play defense. I think those days of seeing guys get gritty, get down in stances and play defense in an exhibition game where all they're trying to do is not get hurt, I think those days are gone.
Yeah, and I think it adds a new wrinkle to it. It makes it interesting. I think the NFL did that for the Pro Bowl a couple times, and it'll just give us something new to talk about. They're just trying to keep it fresh, and it will be interesting to see who gets picked by what team and so on. But I think with the West being so stacked, this is probably a good idea to do it this way.
Yeah, it would be. I think they should just do an all-star pick. This is the one time I wish they would just, because it's an exhibition, throw conferences out. Because there are more people in the West that fans would want to see than the East. And I'm sorry to slight the East like that, but just from the top of my head, I can think of maybe 7 guys. Whereas on the West, I could probably think of 15, 20 easy before I get into.
But you want every team represented. You want every fan base to be able to say, hey, look, there's our all-star. So I get that point, but I see what you're saying too. But I still think it's going to be an entertaining game no matter what.
Yeah, I'm a basketball junkie, so I watched the Chinese Championship League last summer, and to the point where my wife actually looked at me and said, are you serious? And I had to say yes. I'm really watching the Chinese Championship
League. Right, exactly.
So
it's a good game.
Yep, it's exciting. I love watching these young kids. But the one thing that you said about Dragan Bender, as he brings the ball up the court and with his range, kind of reminded me of this kid, if he can get as special, and it's a stretch to say this, but when you watch Kevin Durant bring the ball down court and just pull up and pop three or pull up and pop a mid, we need to give this kid some more rope, and let's see if this is something that he can develop into, because if so, you can't block a 7-footer's pull-up jump shot. So that's special in itself.
You ring a bell.
I'm sorry, you broke up on me.
No, I just say you kind of reminds me of Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, but a little bit faster. I just saw, and obviously Dirk is 58, but I just saw him trip over his own feet backpedaling the other day. So I'm hoping that this is it.
Yeah, but he probably still threw up a fake way that went in.
Do you realize he's playing center for Dallas this year?
I mean, that guy can still shoot, though. But yeah, he was, when he was in his prime, boy, he was something else.
He was nasty. Because you can't have 7 footers on my leg. That's impossible. It is impossible.
Yeah.
It's amazing what he's done for Dallas. And you can't tell me him and Mark Cuban don't have a wink, wink when you're done deal. Because that guy gives back more money than anybody I've ever seen.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, my friend, I really appreciate you hopping on and joining us and doing the picks with us and all that stuff. And I'm sure I'll see you at an event very, very soon. I'm taking off this Sunday, so I'll be watching the Cardinals. I have a fantasy basketball draft on Sunday.
Nice. All right, well, keep track of those picks for me. Let me know how I did.
All right, my friend. I appreciate you coming on, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everyone, that was the one, the only, Rich Science from Fox 10 joining us today. I appreciate him hopping on the Kerry Lackey Law line and talking to us. Always a good time having him on. Thanks as well to Chambers for hopping on as well, Kerry Lackey Law line, to give us her picks. She'll have more wrong than right, whereas I'll have more right than wrong, but we kind of know how that goes because it goes the same way every single week. Well, everyone, that's another week. Make sure you get down to ASU. They're playing Washington, number 5 Washington. Last time a ranked team was here, ASU had no business. So hopefully they will be doing that again. This is the Cave Show. This is PLR. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Facebook fan page, and Twitter at The Sports Cave. You get us online, thesportscave.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at PLR on Sports. So thanks again to Rich Signs. Thanks again to Mia Chambers. This has been The Cave Show, and this is PLR. Have a good weekend, everyone. Take care.